Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we're jumping into week 8 of The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron's book on creative self-recovery. And this week, we are recovering a sense of strength. We left off discussing the fact that sometimes our gains can be disguised as losses, but it's necessary to ask us what we are gaining in every closed door. But one of my favorite pieces in this section is when she reframes loss. And instead of asking, why me, she started asking, what next? She asks herself, what is necessary next in order to move ahead? It's a really wonderful exercise in self-empowerment because the key to it is action. She says, when faced with a loss, by taking one small action to support your artist, like buying yourself some tulips or a sketch pad, you are acknowledging your own pain. Treat yourself like a child. You deserve it. And then she gets into age and time and product and process with the question, do you know how old I'll be by the time I learn to play the piano? And the answer to that is the same age you'll be if you don't. I'm too old for that ranks with I don't have money for it as a great block lie that we use to prevent further exploration. She says, I'm too old is something we tell ourselves to save ourselves from the emotional cost of the ego deflation involved in being a beginner. Jumping ahead, she says, many blocked creatives tell themselves they are both too old and too young to allow themselves to pursue their dreams. Old and dotty, they may try it. Young and foolish, they may try it. But in either scenario, you have to be crazy as a prerequisite to creative exploration. We don't want to look crazy. And trying something new, whatever it is, at any age, would look nuts. But she talks us off this ledge by reminding us that creativity occurs in the moment. And in the moment, we are timeless. This is why when we are truly playing or truly creating without self-evaluation, we can feel like a child again. Because when we feel like a kid, we're not super self-conscious. We're just allowing creativity to flow. She reminds us that a year or several years is not actually a long time. We just have to remind our egos that the time will be passing anyway. I also liked this section where she says, the words, I am writing a screenplay, is infinitely more interesting to the soul than I have written a screenplay, which pleases the ego. I'm in an acting class is infinitely more interesting than I took an acting class a few years ago. But in a sense, no creative act is ever finished. You can't learn to act because there's always going to be more to learn. And she brings it to this, which I love. That doesn't mean the work accomplished is worthless. Far from it. It simply means that doing the work points the way to new and better work to be done. Focused on process, our creative life retains a sense of adventure. focused on product, the same creative life can feel foolish or barren. We inherit the obsession with product, and the idea that art produces finished products from our consumer-oriented society. This focus creates a great deal of creative block. We, as working artists, may want to explore a new artistic area, but we don't see where it will get us. We wonder if it would be good for our career. Fixated on the need to have something to show for our labors, we often deny our curiosity. Every time we do this, we are blocking ourselves. And our use of age as a block to creative work interlocks with this toxic finished product thinking. We've set an appropriate age on certain activities: college graduation, going to med school, writing your first book, trying stand-up comedy for the first time, starting on TikTok. But what happens is this artificial ego requirement asks us to be done when really what we're yearning for is to just start something. Jazzercise, improv class, playing piano, the grace to becoming a beginner will always be the best prayer for an artist. The beginner's humility and openness leads to exploration, and exploration is what leads to accomplishment. But all of that begins at the beginning with the first small but scary step, which brings us to her next section, filling the form, which means you must take the next small step instead of trying to skip ahead to the large one for which you may not be prepared. You can't film your screenplay until you write it. She says, it means that when obsession strikes, as it will, about how this damn thing is not actually any good, you have to tell yourself that this is a question for later and turn back to doing what is the next right thing. And that means you write your pages of the day. You break it down into daily increments, into a small smattering of writing that can get done quickly and promptly before the dirty laundry. And that way it can carry you through the rest of your day with a lot less anxiety and a lot less guilt and a lot less shame because you've done something towards your goal, however small. And this is the case most of the time. Most of the time, the next right thing is something tiny. Washing your paintbrushes, stopping by the art supply store and getting clay, checking the local paper for a list of acting classes. As a rule of thumb, it is best to just admit that there's always one action you can take for your creativity daily, and this daily action commitment fills the form. She says, all too often, when people look to having a more creative life, they hold an unspoken and often unacknowledged expectation or fear that they'll be abandoning life as they know it. I can't be a writer and stay in this marriage. I can't pursue my painting and stay at this job. I can't commit to acting and stay in Chicago. But blocked creatives like to think they're looking at changing their whole life in one fell swoop. But the form of grandiosity is often very much its own undoing. It sets the jumps too high. It makes the price tag too great. And that makes the recovering artist set defeat in motion. How can you focus on your first drawing class when you're obsessing about potentially having to divorce your wife and leave town? Us creatives are dramatic, and we will use negative drama to scare ourselves out of our creativity with this notion of wholesale and often destructive change. Fantasizing about pursuing our art full-time gives us no time to pursue it part-time or at all. Instead of writing 3 pages a day on a screenplay, we prefer worrying about how we can't move to Hollywood if the script gets purchased. We often worry about the fate of things that don't exist yet. Instead of clearing out the little room off the kitchen so we can have a place to work on our pottery, we complain about needing a studio, a complaint we ourselves cannot take seriously because we don't have any work to argue our case. We indulge in these frantic fantasies of what our life would look like if we were real artists. But that means we fail to see the many small creative changes that we could make at this very moment to make us an artist. And this kind of look at the big picture thinking ignores the fact about a creative life being grounded on many, many small steps rather than a few large leaps. But no one is asking you to leap. That's drama, and for the purpose of a creative recovery, drama belongs to the page or to the canvas or in the clay or the acting class or the writing or just in the act of creativity, however small. But creativity requires just that, activity. And this is not good news to most of us because it makes us responsible, and we tend to hate that. You mean I have to do something in order to feel better? Well, yeah. And doing is your art, instead of contemplating the odds. Instead of asking what's the use, or what's next, or what if not, remind yourself that anxiety is a way to avoid action. Instead of painting something, I'll just worry about it a little more. And that typically takes your whole morning. The point is, small actions lead to the larger movements in our lives, creative or otherwise. Tomorrow, we'll jump back into this chapter. In the meantime, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you then while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.